beautiful watching over me. All of the sleepless nights you lay awake. Thank you for knowing when to hold me close and when to let me go. Thank you for every stepping stone and for the path that always leads me home. I thank you for the time you took to see the heart inside of me. You gave me the roots to start this life, and then you gave me wings to fly, and I learned to dream because you believed in me. There's no power like it on this earth, no treasure equal to its worth, the gift of a mother's love.
I just want to feel that spirit as the Colombian Indian sings that God is the mother of all races, the mother of all tribes. God is the mother of the thunder and the mother of rain and rivers and the mother of trees and the mother of all living things. Like Moses said to the Israelites, you forget the God. You forget the God who gave you birth. Isaiah said that God cried out like a woman in childbirth, reminding her children that she upheld since conception and carried since birth. I want us to feel this protective energy of the spirit mother, of the God mother that surrounds and protects each and every one of us. And I want us to lift up that presence of the spiritual mother enveloping and embracing and healing and holding Valerie today, and see the pure presence and power of spirit engulfing her with spirit's wings, and engulfing our minister who is hospitalized, and engulfing each and every aspect of who we are, each and every aspect of in us that needs to be healed and revitalized and restored and protected.
In a mother's love, you will find everything. Everything's all right. To a mother's love, you are bound. You can rest.
We lift ourselves out of the realm of fear today, to stand not apart, but as one with God, to radiate the perfect love that is our birthright. It is a love that is more spirit. We are more spirit than we could ever be flesh. It is a love that radiates, that surrounds, that blesses, that protects every cell, every molecule, every bone, every muscle, every fiber of our being. We don't have to worry about what the doctors say. We don't have to worry about a diagnosis. We are complete. We are whole. We are well in the spirit, and we acclaim that. We claim it. We lift it. We surround ourselves ourselves in it today. How grateful we are to realize that we are the whole being of God. And in this being of spirit, in this perfect realm of all that God is, in our beloved whole connection to spirit, in the realization that we are a child, we are children of the highest. We cannot, we will not, we do not inherit sickness. How awesome it is to be lifted in the protective realm of God's wings. And realize that as we walk, as we sit, as we talk, as we move, we are always protected. In Exodus 14, 13, Moses answered the people when they were afraid. He said, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and beloved, you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today." We stand firm and resilient today. We stand firm in the pure, whole light of the love of all that spirit is. We stand strong in health and wholeness today. We stand strong in miracles today. We stand strong in favor today. We stand strong in peace and perfection and the realization that we are the whole being of God. The Deuteronomist says, "Do not be afraid of them." You see, beloved, the Lord, your God himself will fight for you. We move ourselves out of God's way today, and we watch as God demonstrates our victory through new strength, through new determination, through new courage, through new conviction, through a new understanding of the awesome power of all that spirit is. Beloved, Joshua said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." The psalmist said in Psalm 118:6, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid." The angel told Mary in Luke 1:30, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God." We open our circle up today with this favor. We open ourselves up in the full realization that we are covered with the awesome, with the protective, with the whole, with the healing presence of God's wings. How grateful we are to be lifted in God's protection today. How grateful we are to feel the wholeness, to feel the energy, to feel the love, to feel the repair, to feel the restoration of our bodies today. How grateful we are to move forward with the peace and the protection and the realization that all of our struggles, all of our strife, all of our worry, all of our tribulations are blessings that are given to us so that we can realize the pure power, the spirit, the protection, and the peace and the whole being of God. Blessing us and restoring us and never leaving or forsaking us. We open up our circle with these miracles today, and we plant these miracles for each and every person on this call. We move ourselves out of the way, and we bless, and we bless, and we bless, and we bless, and we never cease blessing.
Guard our mother, leading us into drawing and comforting all those in need. Hallowed, hallowed be the name. Hallowed, hallowed be the name. Hallowed.
And I just want to feel that spirit as the Colombian Indian sings that God is the mother of all races, the mother of all tribes. God is the mother of the thunder and the mother of rain and rivers and the mother of trees and the mother of all living things. Like Moses said to the Israelites, you forget the God. You forget the God who gave you birth. Isaiah said that God cried out like a woman in childbirth, reminding her children that she upheld since conception and carried since birth. I want us to feel this protective energy of the spirit mother, of the God mother that surrounds and protects each and every one of us. And I want us to lift up that presence of the spiritual mother enveloping and embracing and healing and holding Valerie today. And see the pure presence and power of spirit engulfing her with spirit's wings, and engulfing our minister who is hospitalized, and engulfing each and every aspect of who we are, each and every aspect of in us that needs to be healed and revitalized and restored and protected. But most importantly, I want us to lift ourselves up above the appearances of things in the pure grace of spirit and see Valerie embraced in that pure protection, that pure love, and that pure light, and that pure and perfect energy of wholeness. How grateful we are to know, as the psalmist said, that God will cover us with God's wings. And under his feathers and wings, we will find refuge, and his faithfulness will be our shield. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And in this spirit of revitalization and wholeness and understanding that God is not only our Father, but God is our mother. We know that God would never do anything to leave us or forsake us, that God would continue to carry us in God's wings. In her wings, we will grow strong. In her wings, we will be nurtured. In her wings, we will be healed. In her wings, we will be strengthened. In her wings, we will be protected. In her wings, we will be lifted. In her wings, we will be prospered. In her wings, we will be protected. In her wings, every single light along God's path will be lit for us, and we will be victorious. We will be triumphant. We will be successful every single step along the way. Beloved, so let it be.
Let it be.
Amen.
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 Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Happy Mother's Day.
The vapor of it all,
It's a chasing of the wind, the powers of the earth, so pale and thin. We will set our hearts on you taunts the hearts of men. We can feel it from within, the beauty of it all, the mystery, the swelling of a voice arising.